This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union leaders formally agree a Brexit deal at a Brussels summit, urging Britons to back Prime Minister Theresa May's package, which faces furious opposition in the British Parliament. Reuters' Sarah Charlton.
A stark message from EU leaders in Brussels Sunday as they urge the UK to back Theresa May's contentious Brexit deal. After years of tough negotiations, the British Prime Minister's plan finally has the approval of all 27 EU states. But the challenge is now in Britain, where it still faces furious opposition. EU leaders took barely half an hour to rubber stamp the 600-page agreement on Sunday after last-minute talks on Gibraltar cleared the way. The biggest question is now whether May's divided minority government can steer the deal through Parliament, where opposition is fierce.
French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in the heart of Paris as thousands gathered in the capital and beyond to vent anger against rising fuel prices. AP's Zaria Shackley.
Footage from the near capital's Arc de Triomphe showed a construction site shed on wheels set on fire and thick black smoke plumes rising. Paris deployed some 3,000 police to contain the day-long demonstrations that included a tense protest at the foot of Champs-Élysées. Authorities said that 5,000 protesters flooded the capital's famous avenue, with 81,000 protesters in total nationwide. According to police, at least 20 people, including four police officers, were injured in the day of unrest. I'm Zaria Shakili.
More than 100 people were wounded in a suspected toxic gas attack in Syria's Aleppo late Saturday, which health officials said was the first such assault in the city. The government there has denied any wrongdoing or any part in this. This is VOA News. Nigeria's president has finally broken his silence about the deaths of dozens of soldiers killed by Islamist militants a week ago in the northeastern state of Borno. The president's office issued a statement saying that he had expressed deep shock over the killing of military personnel. He said that he will meet with military and intelligence chiefs in the coming days to plan their next steps. At least 40 soldiers were reported to have been killed on November 18th at a military base in a village. The journey of migrants heading for the U.S.-Mexico border has hit another roadblock. Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
This after Mexico's incoming government denied there being an agreement with the Trump administration for a plan that would have asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their claims are being processed in the U.S. That plan, reported by the Washington Post, would effectively end the catch-and-release system long criticized by U.S. President Donald Trump that allows those seeking refuge to wait on safer U.S. soil. The Post had reported that the government of President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador originally backed the plan, known as Remain in Mexico, but incoming Interior Minister Olga Sanchez Cordero later said plans to assume safe third country status were ruled out. She called the ongoing talks, quote, very delicate. López Obrador will take office on December 1st. He's vowed to create more jobs and improve living conditions to stem migration. Trump, meanwhile, on Twitter Saturday, threatening to close the southern border, saying there's no way that the U.S. will put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino. Taiwan's ruling party has handed a major defeat in local elections that were seen as a referendum on the administration of the island's independence-leaning president amid growing economic and political pressure from China. Egypt's archaeologists have found a tomb in Luxor housing the mummies of a priest and his wife from the 13th century BC. Antiquities Minister Khaled El Anani spoke about what was found there.
They found a new Ramesside tomb with very nice paintings, colored paintings, with a depiction of the queen Ahmes Nefertari and her son Amenhotep I, both deified during the Ramesside period.
Spain is drafting ambitious plans to switch its energy matrix to renewable sources and ban fossil fuel vehicles by 2040. Spain's Secretary of State for the Environment, Hugo Moran, said this month the administration plans to work with municipal governments to facilitate a transition towards emission-free mobility. After traveling hundreds of millions of miles across space, the U.S. Space Agency's latest Mars probe will arrive Monday on Mars. Scientists have carefully chosen where they want the probe to land, selecting a large volcanic plain. They say the site has few rocks and less chance of wind gusts that could potentially knock over the lander. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.